on the third.
Blog Talk Radio.
So you did it again. The show didn't. People, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp September 16th, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health. Hope you have good energy around you. Hope you have a good aura around you. If you don't, you're in bad spirits or bad health, I pray that you get better. Hope you feel better. I guess I can't really pray that you get better because I wouldn't know unless you told me. But, you know, emoji prayer hands to you. Hope you feel better. Welcome to the Off Ramp Show for the people, by the people that invite you people. It's a show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what's happening in your streets, talk politics, sports, love, relationships, concubines, talk about all the good stuff, man. Have some laughs. Nobody ever really cried on here. Have we ever had a crier on here?
No.
I don't think I exude that type of environment where anybody, excuse me, where anybody feels safe to cry in front of you.
I would say you probably shame them.
Welcome, DJ C. Sign, to the off ramp. I appreciate the criticism. You think I would shame somebody for crying?
Not on your radio show.
You think I would shame somebody for crying, like, personally?
Yeah.
Who have I ever shamed for crying? You've only known me for, like, 10 years, yo. I've had a long life before you. What are we, 40? 30?
We've been married for long. I've known you longer than 10 years.
All right, like, 13.
14.
There you go. Anyway, hey, if you want to call into the offer, feel free, 929-477-3975. I can't say DJ C's lying because I might shame you in crying. I guess it depends on what you're crying for. There's something that just you just shouldn't cry about.
Shame my child.
I shame my child for crying because he cries over dumb stuff. Like, if the kid cried because he lost the game, I'm not going to be upset with him. But if he's crying because... Yeah, it's 11:30 at night, and I tell him to go to bed. He gets an attitude and start crying. Yeah, I'm going to make fun of him. And I'm going to call him Saul. Because he's crying over stuff that isn't worth crying over. And I know some of you don't like that as parents. You can't be calling your kids Saul. And that's why your kids are, that's why your male kids are pregnant. I'm joking. I'm joking. Lil Nas X being pregnant this week was hilarious. And I don't even follow the kid, but it is always funny when, like, that kind of stuff follows my timeline. Because we'll talk about the Met Gala and all that stuff. PJ C. Simon was asking me stuff about the Met Gala. And this is why I always say she needs to talk to her friends more often. Because nothing in the Met Gala pops up in my feed. I would have never known that the Met Gala even happened if it wasn't for DJ C. Simon. And she wants to talk to me about Kim K being in all black. I mean, she likes black people. I think it kind of makes sense. So, you know, we'll get into all that. We'll get on all that. But welcome to the Off-Ramp Show for the people, by the people that embodies the people. Call in. Let's rap, man. Let's see what's popping, man. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome. How you feeling tonight, my brother?
Feeling blessed and highly favored, man. Thanks for having me on the show, as always. I mean, you was mentioning the Met Gala earlier, man. I know we'll probably get to that. But regarding your online bubble, man, I think you might need to expand a little bit, because I don't follow nobody from the Met Gala. Well, maybe a few singers, but, yeah, I thought it was all over the place. I think I was trying to watch football, and it was all over there. So you might need to just expand your bubble, man.
I like my bubble. My bubble is just full of you know, these phones, what we talked about before, these phones, this internet makes us isolated in the kind of world we enjoy. My isolation is sports, politics, history, and porn. I don't need to get out of that bubble. Why am I going to get out of that bubble? There's no
point. Even if you don't get out of that bubble, again, like, I didn't know that Met Gala was going on, except for, I think, some sports people, or at least people who generally talk about sports, are talking about, was it the Met Gala over Monday Night Football? It was something like that. That was, like, the thing. I was like, oh, the Met Gala must be tonight. That, and I saw the Nicki Minaj thing, but, yeah, that's how it came up with me. Like, I ain't following, like, fashion designers or whatever the Met Gala is for. Music and sports, and they kind of crossed and intersected with that.
Well, we'll bring in a fashionable guy. My man, New York, New York's in the building. He's in the fashion. He's in all that good stuff. DJ C-Sign's about to blow her nose. She got a jalapeno stuck in her nose. I already know that face when she starts turning red because she's white. And when the peppers get to her, she starts turning red. My man, New York, New York, welcome. Welcome, as always, my brother. Was you interested in the Met Gala? I assume that would be all over your timeline, yo.
Look, yeah, it's definitely all over my timeline. It's definitely all over my timeline. I'm not just saying, like, I'm not interested in it, but, I mean, I do like to see the different type of artistic styles that they do with the garments or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm definitely interested in that. You know what I mean? But I didn't know that Met Gala was going on. I didn't. Until I hopped on social media and I see everybody posting their little fit pics or whatever. But yeah. Yeah, I'm into the little artistic development. What happened?
Oh, my bad. I wouldn't even know
what that shit is at. Is that shit? I would assume that shit is in New York because you gotta be fly for that shit, but I don't know.
Yeah, and Blur, you know where the Met Gala takes place at?
It's one of the museums. I want to say in Manhattan. Cause I think that's what the M stand for. Is it Metropolitan or Manhattan something like the M. Met stands for something, M-E-T, but it is in New York, but I don't know exactly what part. I want to say Manhattan, but I could be wrong.
Oh, see, I would assume that the Met Gala would be in, like, Paris or something. But you know where the Met Gala is at, DJ C.
Oh, you know it definitely is in New York, because New York Fashion Week, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's by, the reason why it's not Paris is because it's put on by the editor of Vogue magazine, U.S. Vogue, so, and a Wintour, so, it's a American, you know, face tag, U.S. team, American.
Somebody who has a magazine still has money?
Yeah.
So, interesting.
I mean,
her money can be from magazines.
Fashion. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what fashion editors of magazines, but she's been a fashion editor of Vogue magazine for decades.
I mean, is Vogue still a popular magazine? Like, I mean, I just assumed because Benzino went out of business. I just assumed that all magazines were money pits.
The Source, whatever. This is way more other magazines.
I mean, I know that because it was niggas. But, you know, I just assume all print media is.
Well, I mean, they probably don't do print media anymore, but I'm pretty sure she still got a website that gets advertisement money.
Oh. Okay.
They still have advertisers.
You got to swallow before you talk, baby.
High-end advertisers that pay money to still be in
home. Interesting. All right, well, while we're here, man, so, you know, DJ C-Siren showed me Kim Kardashian walking in with a basically a flowing tight suit, like a ninja outfit. She looked like Catwoman, but like the bad Catwoman from like Incredibles and Why You Don't Wear Capes, because it can get sucked in like a wind turbine and you can die. But it was covering her face. And isn't Kanye West running around with his face covered up? So it's just like a new thing. That's the only thing I know about the Met Gala. And Rocky, A$AP Rocky and Rihanna are together. It's the only thing I know from the Met Gala. Any of y'all got anything on the Met Gala that y'all want to talk about?
I don't think Kim Kardashian looked like a ninja, but I don't really know. That's not a new thing, at least not. Well, that's a Kim and Kanye thing, because, yeah, Kanye had the face mask on, and then she went the whole route with the whole body covered up. It wasn't like a cat suit or anything like that. It was just like an outfit that just got spray painted in that black stuff and covered her face. I don't really know what they were going for. It definitely was like something Kanye picked out and told her to wear. Because, I mean, her sister was there, too, and she looked normal, I guess. So, yeah, man, I think this anytime these people get to, like, and these people meaning the fashion people, get to, like, show off their wildest creations, I guess it's cool. I mean, everybody's got that thing where you can be like, all right, no rules, just go wild. So if that's the rule, if the only rule is to go as wild as you can, then, I mean, I think Kim did it or whatever. I don't know if it was Anna Wintour or whoever DJ T-Sire just mentioned, the chick with the big, like, sun behind her head. I saw that. That looked kind of crazy as well. And then I guess A$AP, I knew A$AP and Rihanna were together, but didn't he have on, like, some Captain Crunch blanket or something, like, wrapped around him or something like that? Or was that Photoshop?
It was a quilt.
DJ, I'm sorry, so it was a quilt.
Quiltish.
Yeah, I wish people had the heart to be like, yo, this shit ugly. Like, because a lot of that stuff's ugly. But, hey, I got to disagree with you on one point there, Blur. And New York, I need you to back me up since you're younger. Kanye wasn't the first one to run around with his face covered up for fashion. That's got to be West Side Gun. That's got to be Buffalo. Now, probably Ghostface before him. But the running around with your face covered? Kim might be the first woman to do it. But this whole new trend of let me cover my face in a mask because it's fashionable in public? That's got to be West Side Gun, right, New York?
I will give credit to West Side Gun, but this whole year, this whole 2021, a lot of fashion designers have been dropping, like, ski masks. It's a whole bunch of, like, ski masks is a new trend right now. As far as the point for Blair, as far as Met Gala is concerned, they always have a theme. When people come in, not necessarily everybody follows that theme, but when the Met Gala puts out that theme, it's based on the fashion designers and the artists to represent that certain type of theme for them to show up on that carpet. But yeah, it's been like a lot of influx on ski masks and ski mask designs this year. So I mean, I'm not saying you wrong, Gun. I'm definitely not saying you wrong, Gun. But yeah, and not even to say that the West Side Gun is a artistic person too. When it comes to not even fashion, but when it comes to me picking out his album designs, or he's just an artist in general. He just don't rap. He don't rap. He actually does art collective pieces. So if you got a time. Anybody that's listening on the line right now, if you got time to actually, like, don't focus on West Side Gun rap, yo, he actually does art, and that shit is beautiful to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a fan of the whole Griselda team, and you can tell West Side Gun is the worst rapper when it comes to Benny or Machine. But he's like, what's the best? This is like the Game to me. The Game isn't like the best rapper I've ever always heard, but he's just got a great ear. And West Side Gun's like that to me. Like, as much as I love Benny as a rapper and Machine as a rapper, West Side's albums sound better to me. And I don't know if it's because of that artistic ear. I don't know if he just has that missing thing in his ear where, you know, even though he may not be the best rapper, he can just put something together. That sounds amazing. His last album is amazing. Okay, I won't say amazing because Blur's going to be like, amazing. I give it a 1.7356.
But, if you think it's amazing, you think it's amazing. I knew on front, though, when it comes to Griselda, like, they put out so much work. Like, I'll be forgetting which project is which and who is on who. Like, I ain't even going front. So I couldn't even tell you. Like, I listened to all of it, but I couldn't even tell you, like, whose album was which. That said, though, I thought Westside had, like, the one where it was a solid ski mask. I thought all his other stuff was, like, eyes and mouth cut out ski masks. Like, I see those all the time. But the whole cover your whole face completely where we don't know how you're breathing, like, I think I've seen that once, and I think that might have just been on, like, some artwork.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't have to go back and forth with trying to discover who was the first one with a ski mask. Shit, I just swallowed a jalapeno, no homo.
I gotta say this though. I think what Kanye West is doing right now with Kim Kardashian and everything else like that, because I got it tatted on my right forearm, my right forearm right now. You know what I mean? They trying to go for that Mary veiled under the veiled under those little coverings and the garments and stuff like that. They really trying to go for that. Because if you looked at the Kanye West stuff, I mean, she was dressed in all white, and now she's dressed in all black. I take a picture of my forearm where Mary was just dressed in veiled, and she was just like a sacred individual. But that's how they do it in the old times.
Are you talking about
Mary?
You
had a woman
dressed.
Mary from the Bible, yes. Mary from the Bible.
You just said Mary.
If you looked at, Virgin Mary.
Mary.
She was. No. Hold on. First of all, Mary J. Blige, her outfit was cool too. But y'all, you know what I mean? But yeah. It's like Mary the Virgin. She was veiled underneath a mask and all that other stuff that was covering her face. So yeah, I got that tatted on my forearm. So I think because Kanye West is moving towards that Christian religion, this is what he is trying to convey. It is his last album. He's moving to a Christian reality and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? That's what he's just trying to convey with Kim Kardashian West.
8 point. Do you think Mary was really a virgin? Wait, who tried? You just asked me that? No, I asked 8 point, but I.
my bad. I missed that. I came on the tail end of this conversation. I'm just gonna hear this one out. I'm gonna move on to the next topic.
All right, Brother Bentley, you think Mary was a virgin?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, anybody else got anything left
for
the Met Gala?
She had divine. She was divinely inseminated by God. She was Jesus was conceived by divine intervention by God. Yes.
All right. I don't want to make light of religion, but Honorable Reverend Louis Farrakhan. I'll get his title all messed up. He has, I guess, a sermon or a speech where he talks about that is hilarious. And I think it is intentionally meant to be funny, where he talks about, imagine your daughter coming home talking about she got pregnant by a ghost.
Look, and I was about to say that too. Like, yo, just imagine you married a shorty and she just came home talking about she pregnant. Yeah, you know I mean, and your sperm don't work. What is you going to do? I don't mean it to, like, make light of the situation, but that, say what? Is you going to believe Shorty?
It's so funny, man. Things that you just got to believe and you take on faith because that's what you believe. And I'm with it. Like, that's how I was raised, so I believe it too. But I used to go to a Muslim barbershop, man, and
And all they did was play the minister's videos in his speeches 24/7. Man, that one had everybody in there cracking up because he was so funny, and he was just going through like examples of what could happen when your daughter come home and tell you she's pregnant but she a virgin.
But I guess that's the education that I don't have in religion. Was it Mary married to Joseph?
Yes.
How come Joseph ain't him? Oh, they were betrothed. They weren't married? I thought she was married. So Virgin Mary
was
single?
She wasn't married?
She wasn't single.
She wasn't single. I'm trying to get DJ C-Sign, because DJ C-Sign was raised in these religions. And I don't knock it. I don't knock it.
Oh, yeah. Teach me. Teach me. Put DJ Sovereign on the mic.
Eating Chipotle chips. So, DJ C. Siren, was Mary married?
I just read Matthew. No, they weren't married. They were to be married. That's why it was so crazy for her to be pregnant.
Yo, he might got to be the greatest G in the world. Your girl, do you know what would happen if you told me if we were going to get married in a month and you came home and said you was pregnant by a ghost?
Well, not a ghost. You need to get out of that afterhood.
So did they eventually get married? But it was after she had Jesus.
I don't know the timeline. But it's a different thing. It's like,
engaged wasn't just like engaged,
we were still living.
Okay. It wasn't like
he could still be out in the streets. She was taken.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I got a question. I don't know if everybody on the line right now is spiritual right now, but I got a question. So if the commandments, like, I mean, say that you got to be married to have a kid, I don't know. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. And she populated Jesus Christ. How does that work?
I mean, but that's the Old Testament, right? Like, that's the thing with religion, where a lot of people were, like, they had this interpretation that says, like, look, once Jesus came, like, once the New Testament start, like, you can throw the Old Testament out the door. Like, that's what a lot of, not a lot of religions, but that's what a lot of Christians say, like, yo, that's where that, as long as I ask for forgiveness, I can be forgiven thing. If I have sex before, is he in the bed? As long as I have sex, even if I have sex before marriage, as long as I ask for forgiveness, I'll be okay. Whereas in the Old Testament, if you had sex before marriage, you were going to hell. Even though Noah came down to the Ten Commandments and started killing a bunch of people with a sword.
So does that mean we... Not my fault. I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. What I'm saying is, as the New Testament is written, does that change over time? Like, the laws back then, that was written back then, does that change over time? Because that's the exception, right?
Nah, I mean, like, everything is forgiven now. Like, the whole thing that you couldn't sleep in the same bed with your wife because when she was on a period, like, all that's done. Like, we don't have to worry about it no more because Jesus died, apparently.
Well,
I mean, it's really loose definition like that. It's a really loose definition, but, like, you got to think about it. In the Old Testament, there were very strict rules, not eating pork, not eating, you know, shrimp and all that stuff. Sitting in the same chair as your wife when she's on her period. Like, these were actual rules of the Old Testament.
Well, not Old Testament rules. It's different.
No, that book I read, no, it's the Old Testament.
Jewish.
Jesus was a Jew. You're in good company.
But, which Orthodox Jews still practice these things. Because
they don't believe Jesus really died.
No.
They don't believe in the New Testament. They still believe in the Old Testament.
No, they just don't believe that Jesus Christ. Okay. So, But in terms of that, Jesus didn't change anything. It's just the way that things were being looked at was a different perspective. But we won't get into that. Can we get
something fun? Yeah, DJ C. Sire wants to run the show now. Watch how this works. This is how my marriage works. DJ C. Sire, what you want to talk about?
Number one.
She was like, I don't know. this is how my marriage struggles.
Don't try to set me up.
Go get you another. DJ C. Sire is on vacation. She needs another beer. Oh, man. All right, man. Anybody got anything left on religion? Let's get into some regular topics. I need you to turn
I'm
off your phone.
I'm trying to. It won't listen to me.
Blur. Well, let me ask. Anybody got anything left on religion before we get off that? I can't believe we got a half an hour out of that. That was some bullshit. And we started with the Met Gala.
I told you not to do it.
Oh, the other thing about the Met Gala that I want to quickly touch on, DJ C. Sire showed me a picture of Kim Kardashian and her sister, Caitlyn Jenner. I didn't realize.
Caitlyn is.
Oh, Kendall. I didn't realize how tiny Kim was. Like, you can definitely tell. I know her dad's a woman now, but you can definitely tell he was an athlete. She got the good genes.
Whose dad is a woman now?
Caitlin's.
Kendall.
Kendall's? Dad's? Kendall.
Her name is Kendall.
Her name is Kendall. Her dad is Caitlin. Kitty Caitlin. Kitty.
It's
Kitty dog. She. Shim.
I'm just saying, stop.
Bruce.
And don't you ever say that.
What? Kitty cat?
No.
Shim?
Yes.
Is that offensive?
Yes. And you didn't know that?
No, I
don't.
Don't
say that. It's ridiculous.
Anyways,
yes.
Yeah, no offense. Look, hey, man, you want to cut your meat off? God bless you. I wouldn't do it, but hey, God bless you. So, yeah, I didn't realize how much taller. Like, if I'm the, like, if you're the, so Blur, you got brothers. A-Point, you got brothers. I'm not sure if you got brothers, Bentley and New York. But if you're the younger brother and end up being taller,
brother.
Like, do you feel a certain way? Like, well, if you're the older
brother, like
if your younger brother is taller than you, do you feel like?
No, I'm taller than two of my four brothers. And so, nah, I mean, I don't think they feel no ways today. That's just, you know, especially if you got a lot of siblings, you know, some of them are taller, some of them are shorter. Ain't no thing.
Hold on, real quick, New York, I'm going to let you get in. Blur, I just want, while we're on this subject real quick, just text Jody and see if he feels bad about being the shortest out of the brothers. Like, does he have a chip on his shoulder? Go ahead, New York. I'm just interested to see what he says.
It's the same with me. It's the same with me. Y'all mean my mom is 4'11". My mom's is 4'11". I think I got my height from her. Y'all mean I'm 5'6½". I always tell my shorties, y'all mean I'm 5'7". You heard? Because that point half matters. That point half matters.
You can't round up. You're 5'6".
You can't. How? When they teach us in the mathematics class that it's a 0.5, you got to round up. How? You can't say that.
You're not.
Nope.
Yes, I can because I'm 5'6½". I can say that. I'm 5'6".
No. Hey, look. I'm not going to tell the shorty I'm 5'6½". I'm telling shorty I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7".
It depends on
what
shoes I'm wearing. If I'm wearing my orthopedic shoes, I'm 5'6½".
No, I don't wear orthopedic shoes. I wear Tim's, so I'm 5'7".
You might be 5'9", man. Go ahead, jump to 5'8".
Round it up to even 6 foot.
I guess that's what like the things, because I've never understood. Like I've always argued with women. Like when I talk to women, they're like, "Yeah, I can't date a short guy." I'm like, "Yo, no wonder you're lonely. You're discrediting people just because of their height. Like, right? You know what I mean? Because again, same thing when it comes to race and colors of your skin. Like it doesn't matter height. Like people are different. You know, people are just people. Like you gotta figure this out, right? Like why would you not date someone just because they're not tall? They could have a great personality, you know. So anytime I talk to women about that, I tell them they're all shallow, and DJ C. Siren's one of them. But that's the other thing, because I'm tall. Like, I don't. So Royce the 5'9 is a rapper. I always wonder why he put his height in there. Because I'm like, why would you put that you're 5'9 in there? Like, is that like a, is that a thing for guys? Like, for, I guess because I'm 6'2", it never really occurred to me. But like, do guys care about their height too? I know women care about guys' height. But do y'all care about y'all height? Like, do y'all wish y'all were taller? Like, I hate getting on airplanes.
Nope.
I feel like y'all be mad comfortable and can get a good sleep on an airplane.
I think that's the thing for men, though.
I know we probably don't realize it, but I think that's the thing. Like, I think whatever women compare, like, themselves to other women in other ways, I think that's the thing for men. Like, I've seen in a lot enough movies, they're like, oh, I'm taller than him. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what for what reason, but that's just, I would say, general speaking, that, yeah, that's the men thing. Like, yeah, I'm taller than the next guy. And there is scientific stuff to back it up, like taller people have more success and all this other psychoanalytic BS. But, yeah, I think that is definitely a man thing.
But I'm tall.
I got to disagree.
I've never looked at anybody and said, yo, I'm taller than you. I don't know any tall person that's ever said that. Go ahead, New York.
See, I got to disagree because my queen shorty, you know what I mean? She like 5'9", 5'10", you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm 5'6 and a half, 5'7", you know what I mean? We have a relationship perfect.
We are all the same size. We're
perfect.
Horizontal.
So, I look,
no,
you know what I mean? If I could pull the shorty that's 5'9", 5'10", you know what I mean? The height don't matter to me. What you talking about? I'm confident in my own size. I know what I can do. I don't know about other people who are on this planet, you know what I mean? But I'm comfortable with what I can do in my own size.
When we lay down, we're all the same size.
So
I never let my size bother me, man. Even at 5'6", not 5'6 and a half, at 5'6", when I was in high school, I could – at least jump and grab a 10-foot rim. I was always faster than the other guy. Nobody could catch me. I was probably the best BMX rider out of any one of my friends. Never let my size bother me. Never. I enjoy being short. And I got a big cock.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, well, you can see.
No thanks.
So that's why I say I've never known guys to care about their height. I've only known women to care about guys' height. Blur saying that there's scientific data, but I've never heard, like, me and Blur, we've been around each other all of our lives. We've never talked about each other's height. Like, I think this is just a girl thing.
You know, maybe they're just not short enough, but I know there's
we got 2'5", 6" guys on the line. And both of them said they're not worried about their height.
Well, maybe it's under 5'5".
One of these guys is 5'6" and a half.
There's definitely, like.
But I don't think guys worry about it. I think just women worry about it. I've never heard a guy say, I can't do something because I was, except for Skeelo.
Well, let's be clear. Most men aren't going to just come out and say it. It would have to be the right scenario. Like, the situation I've seen is, like, I mean, I think they were both. I think one was the dude, one was the chick's ex, and one was her new dude. And he was like, yeah, I'm taller than your new dude. Like, yeah, you downsized. You got a short dude. It was stuff like that. So I mean, I don't think no one cares in their everyday daily life. But it's one of those things, like, when you comparing yourself, like, in that situation, it's like, oh man, look at you. You went out and got you a short dude. So cute. Got you a pocket sized version.
But I would think a guy would only say that if he's hurt. Every girl I've ever dated, I'm happy that they found someone else. Like, I'm genuinely happy because I don't want them no more. So, like, I'm glad that they found happiness. I feel like if one of my ex-girlfriends texted me and was like, hey, yeah, I'm dating this guy and all this stuff, and I immediately went to hating something about him, it's because, like, emotionally, I'm still hating. Like, I'm the one that's being soft right now. And if I went to attack his height off the rip, it's because I'm hurt. I don't think guys care about their height. I mean, Blair, let's have an honest conversation. You know a bunch of people. How many dudes have you had, yo, let's get some real talk. And we've all had real man-to-man conversations. How many guys have ever told you, yo, my height's holding me back?
Nobody. I don't really think, because I don't think it's men talk like that in the most part. I think, again, it only comes up when you compare yourself to somebody else. So I don't think nobody feels like their height is holding them back from too much. Even though I did meet a banker who was like, he was really nice at football, but he was too small to go pro.
But, okay, then my next question is, how many women have you met who said, I can't date a short guy?
I mean, I guess it all comes down to preference, and I think all women feel that. And again, it comes down to what's short. Not because it comes down to what's short. I think they don't want no one shorter than them for the most part. And that comes down, I think they all say they want to wear heels and they want to feel protected and, you know, look up to a guy. And they want to, I mean, they don't want to feel like they're big. They don't want to feel like they're crushing somebody.
Get with a guy who has a gun. Or buy a gun yourself.
Yeah,
see,
but
what
I'm saying, yeah,
man.
Exactly. Like,
of course
you
would say,
you got shorty with heels, you know what I mean? How is she going to protect herself in heels, you know what I mean? She trying to run away, her ankle's going to buck it, you know what I mean? How you going to protect your shorty from there?
And that's the other thing that's bullshit about women, because they always say they don't need a man for nothing, and they don't need nothing, but they always want a man, but they want a man that's taller than them to protect them. Protect yourself. Get a gun license. But all right, are we done with this? I think that was DJC Siren is a lone woman on here. You got anything you want to say about short guys?
So,
did you date short guys? Did you date little guys?
Watch your mouth.
See, I don't even think y'all are short. Like, I dated a woman that was 5 foot tall. She was short. Like, she was short. She was 5 foot. Barely. She was short. If you're 5'6", you're not short. You're right in that average range. I'm pretty sure between 5'6 and 5'9 is probably around average.
But number one, I already did.
I don't remember who you date. I don't care. That's how you know I love you. No, but you said you already told me. I don't remember.
No,
we talked
about on the show.
No, I just remember the jailbird. Does your mama know you dated someone in jail? Which all your Jesus talk. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I'm not judging. I'm just joking.
Short or bald?
Women have a thing against bald guys? As many weeds? Now, I will say, see, now that I can agree with. Men do start tripping about their hair, losing their hair. But I don't think height's a thing. I think their hair is a thing. I'm more inclined to agree with that. I think men are more self-conscious about their hair than their height. But I think only women care about males' heights. Just my opinion. All right. Hey, y'all got anything else?
You don't get put in that. Yeah, as long as you don't get put in that swimming pool, you good.
The swimming pool? What the hell is that? Waterboarding?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you know when you got the painted on beard and the painted on hairline, yeah, you know I mean that.
When you got the Fat Joe, you don't want the ink to leak out in the in the pool.
Exactly.
Oh man! All right, so anybody got anything left on short dudes or losing their hair? I'm losing my hair. It's pretty scary, but you know, it happens. And y'all got anything left? All right, cool. For the women of the show, anything in particular you want to talk about today? I know you want to talk about the California and the governor. Haven't got a chance to get much reading on it. Are you prepared to have that conversation now, or you want to relax? So if anybody else wants to talk about it, we can. Because California has done, like, a third governor race. They do, like, 6 governor races a year. So fifth one?
Recall.
So, like, you become the governor. Like, you race, you become the governor, and somebody be like, fuck that. And, like, all this taxpayer money goes to them doing that. another governor race. And then you find out the same person won, and they're like, nah, fuck that. And they do another one. And this has cost California $300 million. Now, mind you, we just had, what was her name? Callie on the show 2 weeks ago. She is in California fighting fires because California is on fire. You would think with $300 million, they would buy some water to put out the fires. But no, they keep trying to figure out who the governor is. And it's a terrible democratic system that you can challenge it that many times. But I guess that's the part of being democratic. You got to be able to challenge it. But it seems like a whole waste of money.
Republicans are doing it.
I mean, of course, it's always Republicans. But, you know. So, I mean, I guess if you feel like you're losing unconstitutionally, that's your right. But, man, $300 million is a lot. Any of y'all familiar with the California governor recall race? The Arnold Schwarzenegger total recall?
I'm up on it a little bit. And I saw that number on CNN, I think, like, yesterday or today. It was, like, 270-something million. And I was like, yo, where did that money go to? Is that just, like, the election process of, like, setting up booths and everything? Or is that, like, goes to somebody, like, campaign?
They were saying they had to print ballots and send to everyone to have them. They I don't know. They were saying it goes to actual setting up another election time, not necessarily for them to, to campaign. But maybe that's part of it too. But the way they were talking is about just the money to actually have an additional special election.
Which is pretty nuts. All right, anybody care about that? No? All right, cool. Yo, so my next topic before I'm ask Blur. Yo, so Tesla came out and said, fuck y'all, and went to space. And I didn't even know about it. Tesla took like 5 people, and they're spending 3 days in space. Like, they lifted off, was it last night or the night before? Because today's Thursday. I think they lifted off Tuesday night. They're spending 3 days in orbit. And are due back down either tomorrow or Saturday morning somewhere. Every time I see information like this, it's like they're due to splash down somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. And it's like, yo, the Atlantic Ocean is huge. I hope they have GPS. But are we impressed that Tesla, who has failed at everything, let's not act like Elon Musk has been. Like, he's an innovator. You got to give him his props. There's a little bit of hate here from me. Admit it. But, I mean, besides the electric car, he ain't really done nothing else. And that ain't nothing but a battery. I mean, we've had electric cars since we were kids. You just had the remote control. But, you know, he sent 3 people to space, or 5 people, who aren't astronauts. Like, why isn't this such a big deal? Like, why did I just randomly find out about that? Bentley, did you know about SpaceX sending people into space? All right, Bentley, I'll come back to you. 8 point.
Yeah, so Julian and I, we watched it live. So Julian wrote a report on this whole thing. Like, he had to write a report on a news topic. Of course, that was the only positive news topic around, because everything else is negative. So absolutely, we watched it. I think it's huge. It's innovative. It's setting a tone to basically, you know, in the future. Let's not be small minded here. Let's think forward, where this can be basically an airline ticket, where the common passenger can fly up to space if they want and back. I think it's phenomenal. I think that the whole concept. Fantastic. And it's reusable. So the part that landed in the Atlantic Ocean, basically that did not land in the ocean. It landed on a pad in the ocean. That was the part when they reached a certain altitude, one part broke off, landed on a pad in the Atlantic Ocean. then the propulsions continue at 17,000 miles per hour. That's fucking amazing. To get to the outer orbit, when they land, they're going to land on a pad on Earth that's reusable. Fucking NASA has been doing this shit for fucking decades, and they've been using shit that's like flying out in space. They got space junk everywhere. They got shit flying in the ocean, and here you got Elon Musk, reusable rockets. Fucking fantastic.
Blur, what you got?
I agree with I think it was 8 points you're talking. Yeah, I kind of agree. It is fantastic. It's amazing. It sounds like one of those things like, why have we not been doing this the whole time? Like one of those common sense things, which if you ever heard Elon Musk talk about it, he feels the same way. Like he talks about the cost of like the rockets. He's like $1 billion. Like imagine stacking $1 billion up and then just throwing it away and then doing it again.
Yeah.
Like, nah, for what? Like, find a way to make this reusable. Why are we wasting money? Which is really what it comes down to. Like, it's a waste of money to just keep using disposable rockets or whatever it is. But, Gunn, to your original question, why it's not that big of a deal, because it's really just like a small step in what's already been going on. Like, Richard Branson talked about, he's been sending, Virgin Atlantic, been sending people, civilians into space for a couple years now. And that's why he's trying to throw shade at Jeff Bezos, was like, yo, it ain't no race, but congratulations to him that he's going. Like, we've been doing this. And then Bezos did it. And now Musk is doing it. So, I mean, it's just like smaller steps in something that's already been done. So, yeah, it was kind of a big deal. At least it was somewhat of a big deal, I thought, when Virgin Atlantic sent their first one up. And that was a big deal when Bezos went, because he's a billionaire going on his own thing. And so it's now a smaller deal. Like, all right, we got civilians. Civilians have been going up into space. Now we got civilians staying up in space longer. So, I mean, we've been there, done that now for a little bit.
Well, the difference in this one is they're in the outer orbit. They are outside the gravitational pull of the Earth. The first guy you mentioned.
Branson.
They did not go in. Branson, he did not go into the outside the gravitational pull. He went up and back down. This one is in space, and it's not manned by any astronaut. It's for civilians, which is amazing, and it's going to be autonomously come back down from the outer pull of the gravity of this Earth. That's amazing. That's first.
I mean, we hope it comes back down.
It will.
I don't think it's back yet. Is it?
I think it comes back.
What do we got?
What, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow. So let's hope. Friday. I mean, I pray everyone's safe. But
tomorrow is Saturday. I forget.
Tomorrow's Friday. Thursday night. New York, were you impressed? Did you even know about it?
Look, I didn't know about it, but I do agree that it's impressive. I definitely do agree it's impressive. I'd rather the human trials other than spending like mad billions of dollars to send people out of space just to see how, you know what I mean, if a pencil can write out a pencil can write out of space rather than a pen. Yeah, you know I mean, I definitely do agree. It's mad impressive. I definitely do agree. It's mad impressive. Human trials, okay, yeah, let's do it. And if we do it successfully, okay, yeah, most definitely.
I'm always of the mindset. Like I understand going to space. You know, you get a lot of readings. You get the other things come from that science. But, like, we've known for a long time that there hasn't been life on any of these planets that's close to us, that we can get to any, like, any planet that's close enough that we can make it to in a lifetime
don't know that.
There's no life on.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That at the end of the day, we don't know because we are the life form on Earth. We don't have the technology to determine that is there any other life form on other planets, right? because I do believe in biology. I do believe in biology. Now, there can be certain type of organisms on these other different type of planets that has cell reproduction and all this other stuff, but we haven't even got to that certain type of technology yet for us to even determine that.
That's actually what Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about all the time. I'm not bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, but...
No. So it's like even regardless, if it's not something that resembles us as humans, there can be cell reproduction on these other type of planets, because at the end of the day, the space, Earth, planets, or whatever you can fathom in your imagination, there can be cell reproduction on other type of planets. We just don't have the technology to understand that.
Yeah, which is what Neil deGrasse Tyson always says. He's like, before we can say if there's life outside of Earth, we have to first define what is life. What does that mean? And it's a whole big process. Essentially, what it comes down to, I think, or what the general consensus is, like, reproduction, or do you have the capability of reproduction? But that's not unanimous, because some people in the scientific field don't believe that the ability of reproduction to reproduce should determine if that means you're a life form or not. But yeah, you know, there could be, people always think about aliens or life outside of Earth as like intelligent life, you know, things that look like humans or whatever, but single cell organisms technically are on Earth, they're considered life. So if there's any single cell amoebas or anything on another planet, that's life on another planet.
Yeah. It's interesting. I just don't know. Like, how much money are we spending in space? So if we're spending billions and billions of dollars, like, can we fix Earth first? Or are the billionaires saying, yo, Earth is fucked, we got to get out of here, and we better start figuring out how to get out of here?
Look, they like, spending billions of dollars just, they spending billions of dollars just to figure out how to write in space and realize that you can't write out of space with an ink pen. So they determine that you can write out of space with a lead pen. So, I mean,
yeah.
That's that too.
What you saying, boy? Oh.
Oh, no, he's absolutely right. Well, that's one thing that they discovered. I mean, it's all a quest for discovery. But, yeah, that is what Elon Musk said. He's on the colonization path. I don't remember exactly how he feels about, you know, saving Earth, but, you know, his whole push is to get off of fossil fuels and make the Earth last longer. But, yeah, I guess SpaceX's goal is, like, I mean, we're trying to colonize other planets, so we have a backup.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody found it interesting. We'll keep updated with the news. Anybody got anything left on the astronaut, SpaceX, DJ Cesar, anything you got to comment on it? Well, let me ask y'all this last question before we move on. DJ Cesar, you going to space if you get a chance? Would you take that flight? I think I've asked y'all this before.
You think so?
Why are you looking at me? I ain't got nothing to do with this.
I'm thinking. I don't really know. I don't think I really want to. Not early on.
I was going to say, because this reusable rocket, is this like breaks? Like is the last, is we going to know that the reusable rocket is no longer reusable when somebody dies?
Like,
oh, that's its useful life?
All right.
Is this going to need an oil change? All right, Blur. Would you go to space?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think you spend your whole life on Earth. Like, to even just say, yo, I was not on Earth for a day. Like, yeah, I would definitely go.
All I need is some mushrooms to make me feel like that. New York, you going to space if you get a chance?
No, not at all. I think I believe that I'm a three-dimensional being, and I don't have no type of what? Incentive or whatever it is to be up there, because if that's the case, you know what I mean, God would have been me like that. But other than that, you know what I mean, I'm staying on Earth, and whatever happens on Earth to make me, you know what I mean, travel those type of dimensions out there in space, I will already reach that.
My man said incentive. A-Point, would you go to Earth? I mean, would you go to outer space?
Yes.
man, you would get on that rocket and go 17,000 miles an hour. I think I would shit myself.
Fuck
I would
yeah.
be like roller coaster.
That's like much better than Busch Gardens. You got a point. I understand you. I tell you that you got a point. You got a point right there. I definitely go and shit. If I lived in Busch Gardens, fuck yeah, I definitely go.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of rides and making my stomach feel like that. I don't know if I'm dealing with that. Like, I just don't know if I would go to space. I just don't think it's worth it. Because, like, look, you get out to space. Okay, it's a vacuum. Okay? There's no life. Okay? You see stars. Okay? You can see the moon closer. It's a big-ass rock. Okay? Like, ain't shit out there. Like, there was nothing for me to see in Earth, outside of Earth that I'd be interested in.
How do you know that? Like, you don't know what's on other planets. Like, whatever you see on Earth outside of people or human beings, you don't think there's mountains you can go see? Like, I mean, people go look at the Grand Canyon. Like, there's stuff to see.
No, I'm good. Like, I know what's
going
on. Go ahead, New York.
No, but the thing is, it's just uncharted territory. So you don't know how, you know what I mean, we can be living on Earth right now. We can go to a different type of planet, but you don't know the living conditions on a different type of planet. You know what I mean, it could be certain different type of anomalies that just happen. So you could just live on another type of planet. You could build a house, whatever. I mean, if that actually happens, you could build a house on a different type of planet. You could find the materials that make you sheltered or whatever. You can find different type of food life on there that make you progress. But you don't know. You a human body in the earth realm. We talking about a different type of planet. So you don't know how different type of elements can affect you on a different type of planet. So, I mean, you can might, at the end of the day, on this earth element, you can go in the wild and pick a type of berry and you can die. But when you go into another site, another planet, you know what I mean? You could say, oh, yeah, we can survive on this food group or whatever, but you don't know how that's going to affect your life. You don't know how that's going to affect your longevity on that different type of planet. Just because we can reach that planet don't mean nothing.
No,
so
we all know that we can die. We all
yeah,
know.
So when you reach that other type of planet, you know what I mean, it's not a succeed. Okay, yeah, we got the technology to reach the other planet, but is your likelihood as a human being going to survive on the other planet when us as human beings are surviving on Earth? That's the only thing. That's the only gamble. So, I mean, like, at the end of the day, it is a gamble, but you don't know that. And if you're willing to take that sacrifice for all of us to see if you can survive on the other planet, I mean, hey, I'd rather people take that sacrifice before me.
Yeah, I mean, the thought is great, but we haven't found another planet within an inhabitable zone of a star that has even an atmosphere. I mean, I guess that's the interesting thing about Mars, right? So if we talk about, is it Mars or Venus? I think it's Mars. Mars is the one that looks like it had water on it, but because it doesn't have an atmosphere, it's all dried up. I think that's the one that we're exploring now. So they're saying that they can better, what's that word? They can tetherform an atmosphere, terraform. So they basically said, and this is humans for you. Humans are so fucked up. They basically saying, yo, let's go to Mars and let off a nuclear bomb and see if we can create an atmosphere. Let's go there. Let's blow some shit up. and see if it creates an atmosphere, because Mars is an inhabitable zone. There can be life on Mars if there was an atmosphere. Anywhere else that there's a planet where there's a habitable zone away from a star, like, you know, it would take too long to get to. We can't even get out of our own solar system. So, but it is interesting. I do find it interesting. Like Blur said, like, I'm a big fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson and his podcast and all that stuff. And I always find it interesting. But I always felt like space is one of those things where it's great for the imagination, but I don't know if it's anything for our reality. Because once you start talking about, like, space and the theories, like, they say, like, if you can go to the end of, like, if you travel through our solar system, because our solar system isn't a circle, it's like a flat plane. Like, if you can get to the end of it, you'd reach the beginning of time. Like, that's like time travel. So, like, it just seems weird to me. But, hey, God, hey, I hope SpaceX keeps doing well. I hope all these people keep doing well. I wish they'd spend the money to fix Earth first, because these hurricanes and stuff are getting out of control. All right, man. So those are my couple topics. I got a lot of other things that we need to talk about, but that's my hour. Blair, I'm shifting the hour to you, man. You've always come with a lot of topics. I don't want to keep your topics tucked away. I want to make sure you have a chance to get them all off. Anything you want to discuss tonight?
Oh, man, yo, I'm honored, man. I just be kind of throwing stuff out there, you know what I mean, to see if anybody's cared at all. One thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, or since Monday night, did anybody else watch or see the highlights from not the Monday Night Football game, but from the Peyton and Eli Manning broadcast of the Monday Night Football game?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know there was a broadcast. I know, you know, A-Point, he's a big sports fan. A-Point, did you see it?
No, I did not.
Well, ESPN did it. ESPN did it. So they were like, I mean, they've been trying this stuff out differently for the past couple of years. Like, they've been doing things with, like, their own hosts be, like, in a booth. And so you go, like, ESPN.com or you go somewhere else on YouTube or something, and you watch it there, and you would see them instead of the regular Monday Night Football announcers. They've done it for a couple of years with Michael Smith and different people doing it. But they got something with this Peyton and Eli. Well, Eli's kind of hit or miss. But Peyton Manning calling the game, and, like, people thought that Tony Romo was good in the booth. Yo, it's something spectacular because Peyton is so funny and, like, he's, like, doing skits and stuff, and he's got helmets on. And then they brought in, like, they had Ray Lewis come in for a little bit, and they had Russell Westbrook come in for a little bit. And, like, this is something that's been going on for a little while in different ways. Like, if you ever, like, go to YouTube on any Sunday or Monday, you can see just general people calling games. Like, this is like a genre. Like, just random people calling football games or even basketball games. Because I guess people think or they want to be sports broadcasters, which I guess there's a skill to that. And so that got me thinking, like, is this a new thing? Because I know ESPN has tried it out a couple different times and they stopped it because, I mean, it just wasn't entertaining to watch different hosts sit there and eat and talk while the game is on. But now that they got Peyton Manning doing it, I think this might be the breakthrough where nobody watches the regular Monday Night Football or anything. You watch it strictly on social media, listening to whoever they got calling it or whoever you want. Because I was thinking, like, we all love Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg calling celebrity fights. Jim Jones calling celebrity fights. Desus and Mero commentating and stuff. I think it might be over for general, like, commentators or journalists doing stuff like that. And I think we're about to see a new wave of just, like, not even celebrities, but just, like, people with followings being their own commentators. I think something big about to come.
Now, what was this on? Because I didn't see this. New York. I know you're not a huge sports fan. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see this, but I do understand the point that Blair's trying to make, because even with the fight episodes, with the fights, yeah. They trying to get celebrities to call it and everything like that. Then I think that with celebrities calling and commentating on these other certain type of events, you have to think about the fan viewership that the celebrities is bringing on. And then not only that, whatever fans that the celebrity is bringing on, they're bringing on to the sport. So I think that's generating more money than it's just the regular commentators is doing right now. So I think they're trying to get viewership.
That's just me.
I think they're just trying to get that viewership for the celebrity fans. If it's 50 Cent or Snoop Dogg that's commentating on these certain type of events, they just really trying to generate that fan viewership from celebrities onto the sport. And then once they get that viewership onto the sport, they can make more money.
Now, 8 Point, you're a huge sports fan. Is this something that you're interested in seeing? Celebrities calling professional sporting events?
Well, I think what we're getting into was the average Joe basically calling sporting events, which that's not where the direction it's going. Somebody like Peyton Manning, who is, you know, obviously a celebrity in the sports status, but he's fucking funny as hell, and it's somebody that we can relate to. So everybody has somebody that they can kind of relate to, and it makes it interesting. I don't know if you ever watched Peyton's Places on ESPN+. That's a funny fucking show with Peyton Manning. You got to watch it. It's all about the history of football, and it's freaking funny. So when celebrities get involved, it's someone, you know, that you can relate to, but they have to be entertaining, you know. Like you can't take a Justin Bieber, you can't put him and commentate football. Maybe you can, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. Like you got to have somebody that can relate to the sport and somebody that can like relate to the person. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm for it.
That's interesting. Like, why do you think Peyton Manning's, like, relatable? Like, his dad was an NFL player. He was a child prodigy. He was born rich. He's always been rich. He's able to dictate where he went to college and what coordinator he played for. He played in the NFL. Like, why is Peyton Manning relatable and Justin Bieber not?
No, I threw that out there.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, it's just spitball.
I don't know if Peyton Manning was born rich, because Archie was not born rich. Archie was probably the best quarterback for the worst fucking team in the NFL. It's a good family. They're funny.
I'm pretty sure they still had, I thought they still had money though.
No. Archie did not come from money.
Well from... No, I'm not saying Archie came from money, but I think Archie had money playing in the NFL. I thought he left the NFL with a good amount of money.
If Peyton Manning was rich, though, like, he doesn't come off as unrelatable. Like, you have rich people. I won't even say Justin Bieber because, I mean, he's a child star growing up. Like, Ellen DeGeneres, like, her stand-up last thing was, like, unrelatable. Like, she's rich and she doesn't relate to anybody anymore. She can't relate to the common person. You don't get that from Peyton. He still cracks jokes about him and himself and other people. He comes off as just an average person. Now, maybe that's just him putting on the show, but if you listen to him talk and tell stories, then probably because he got his money, even though his family already had money, he grew up in sports. So I think in sports you don't feel like you're better, for the most part anyway, maybe as a quarterback you do, that you're better or more important than the next man next to you. And so I feel like maybe that has a reason to deal with, like, when you're a rock star, a rap star, pop star – it's you, and then everyone else is beneath you. I think that might be the difference in how you come across when you're a celebrity from a sport versus celebrity from, like, being a rock or pop star.
See, I have a theory about this in Peyton Manning, because I love Peyton Manning. This isn't a knock on Peyton Manning. When A-Point said that he was relatable, it made me think, oh, I think this is why everybody thinks this is Peyton Manning is relatable. And again, it's really not, it's really like shit that I don't care about. It's just stuff that I've always noticed, you know, just knowing where Peyton comes from. Let me ask you this, A-Point, and I'll come, and Blair, I want you to answer the same question. Do you think Tom Brady is relatable?
Nah, I think he's a little prima donna. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I don't think he's relatable. I don't know. I don't know much about him. I know more about Peyton Manning. I knew that he grew up in, you know, southern Louisiana, went to Newman High School, public high school, you know, grew up like any other kid, made it big, and that's why he's relatable, because it's like any kid coming from, you know, this area can make it big. I don't know enough about Brady.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I don't know if it's more so relatability or it's personality. Because when you do hear from Brady, I think he comes off as relatable in the way he acts and the way he talks about things. But you don't hear enough from him or about him. And that may be because of his time in New England. Like, you don't get to see much of his personality. Now, I think you're actually seeing a lot more of it now recently as he got towards the end of his career or the most last couple of recent years of his career. Like, you see more of him doing stuff that, like, yeah, that's relatable, like him trolling the Atlanta Falcons in his YouTube video or whatever it was. Like, I guess, that, yeah, that's kind of cool. I mess with that. So, yeah, things like that. But I don't think we've seen that from Brady until recently. And I don't know if it's more relatability or personality, because, like, that's just his personality, and we can relate to doing stuff like that.
And that's why I think it's only people relate to Peyton Manning, is because he's ugly. And the reason why I have this theory is, if you look at Tom Brady and the way he came up, it was way rougher than Peyton Manning. Like, Peyton Manning's dad was an NFL star. Tom Brady's dad was like a high school football coach. Like, Peyton Manning comes from a football lineage. Like, his dad was one of, now, granted, they were on the paper bag Saints, and they were awful. No offense, 8 point. But his dad was
no offense taken.
One of the best quarterbacks at that time. Tom Brady dad wasn't shit. And then, like, if you think about Peyton, he was considered the best quarterback coming out of high school. He went to Tennessee and was considered the prodigy quarterback at Tennessee. Tom Brady was splitting time his senior year at Michigan. Peyton Manning,
is he funny, though? Is he funny? Do you want to hang out with him and
Tom
be around
Brady's
him?
Funny.
You don't know that because you don't hear from the dude until recently. Peyton Manning is funny. He has personality. People are always going to relate to personality.
Everything we've seen of Tom Brady, he's been funny, except for when he, like, made his son kiss him in the mouth. That was a little weird. That was a little awkward. I saw that on the special and said, we might need to call the cops on Tom. It's his son. I didn't want to kiss him at all. And he was like, come here, give me a kiss on my lips. So that was where I got off the relationship.
So that just proves our point.
But I wonder if – so it's not really relatability. It's just that we find Peyton Manning funny. Because, I mean, Peyton Manning is hilarious. Like, anything Peyton's on is great. He's one of those – like, if we think Tom Brady is perfect in football, Peyton Manning is perfect with people.
Yeah.
Like, he does everything right. He seems like he knows everything. He's sharp. He knows what to say to make – like – we all know Peyton is great, and he makes you feel comfortable being around Peyton. Tom Brady does come off the kind to say, yeah, I know I'm great. Like, you're going to have to figure out how to be comfortable around me. But that also could be the New England aura of it, because we haven't really seen Tom Brady, except for lately, get into his comedy bag. And it seems like Tom's been funny. Like, even the T-Mobile commercial Tom did was pretty funny. His wife seems more like a dickhead than he does.
Agreed.
If we're going to be honest. Like, if we're going to be honest, like, his wife seems like the dick in the relationship, and I can relate to that. So I don't know. I think we look at Peyton Manning as relatable because he's ugly, man. But props to Peyton, man. He's funny. All right. New York. I didn't really go to you on that because I know you're not a big sports guy, but you want to add anything before we move on?
Oh no, I'm learning in this situation.
Okay.
Oh, hey, but yeah, back to that original thing. Let me add it. So I don't know if it's just the celebrity part. I think it's really going to be anybody who's funny, and I guess that what makes you. I guess that how you come to say. That's why I said like Desus and Mero when they called the last celebrity fight. I mean, I guess they're celebrities now, but they could have did that before they were celebrities because they are just funny dudes who people would like to listen to. I think that's going to be the new wave. I think you're going to have not necessarily just average Joes, but just people without sports or commentating background. Just, hey, the people are going to enjoy you. You get up there and you call the game for an hour and a half, 2 hours. We'll send in some professionals to talk to you every quarter or every round.
That sounds like public access television.
I mean, it's. We saw that with the Olympics with Kevin Hart and Snoop, right? It's the exact same thing.
Exactly. It's going to be, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that. Even, again, maybe not with just celebrities. I'm thinking it could be anybody with personality, which I guess you get the right amount of Twitter followers. I guess I don't know if that qualifies you as a celebrity. That's kind of why I'm thinking it might not be celebrities because I don't really know what qualifies somebody as a celebrity anymore. But I think you get enough Twitter or Instagram follows, hey, you could be calling the Olympics. You might get a bag calling the next Super Bowl for, I don't know, Nickelodeon or something.
So my only question is that if you had a certain type of celebrities, you know what I mean, dictating this or commentating on these certain type of sports and they bringing their fans in, does that water down the sport in a sense? No.
Go ahead, 8 point. Is that all you got?
No, it doesn't water down the period. It doesn't water down the sport.
I think you're really going to have your choice of who you're going to listen to.
Hey, hold on. Let 8 point finish his thought. 8 point, we both thought you were done.
No, I finished my thought. I'm finished with that thought.
Oh, go ahead, Blair. I thought you were still going. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, New York. I know you was about to. New York was about to say them. Go right ahead.
At the end of the day, you got these rap artists or whatever. I mean, you could have a personality or anything. Dictating these sports, commentary on these type of sports or whatever, but if they don't have the certain type of knowledge, like, you know what I mean, if Snoop Dogg never ran track or if another rapper never did a little boxing event and they just giving their own type of commentary, they only going to bring their fans towards the sport, right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, now is it watering down the sport because they don't have that certain type of knowledge or not even that. The rappers don't have that certain type of knowledge of that certain type of sport. Not only that, now their fans, okay, you bring a viewership in that, but does the fan dictate certain type of awards or a certain type of shit that goes into these certain type of Olympics, not even saying a certain type of Olympics, the boxing sporting events, regardless of any type of sporting events, does that water down
what you're saying.
Certain type of sports?
I see what you're saying. Like what I meant by saying no, it doesn't water down the sport. I'm talking from an athlete. Like, no, it doesn't water down the sport. But I see what you're saying. Like, someone's going to watch it solely because they want to watch the commentator, not the sport. That's why I said no, because the sport is what it is. I watch the sport. I don't watch it for the commentator. But if in your point, if you put a celebrity, you know, in there where everybody can relate to, they're just watching it to watch the celebrity's comments on the sport, which I guess in turn waters down the whole environment of the sport. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, so I didn't want it to be to a point where Olympic awards or certain type of stuff like anything is just based on the viewer's point and stuff like that, and then they just grab the viewer's point, and then this is where the people win the awards or some shit like that. As far as the Grammys is concerned, that was my whole point.
Yeah, see, I think this could work with award shows and stuff, and maybe this is my selfishness. So for me, I know football, right? Like, compared to the average human being, I am light years when it comes to education about football ahead of them. Now, when it comes to, like, actual coaches and people who are still active and playing all that, I know I'm behind them. But compared to someone who's just on the street, like, I know football. And, like, I got a graduate level of football, playing football in college. I think I would get annoyed if I'm watching a football game and someone is there trying to entertain me instead of, like, letting the game play out. Like, I think I would still need someone. I don't really need it because I can watch sports on mute. Peyton would be – you got to find that perfect marriage. Like, Peyton is funny and he knows the game. Like, I didn't even know this was going on with Peyton and Eli. I would love to check out their broadcast because I would love to hear how they look at the game versus the way I look at the game because we both understand it, albeit they know it better than me. But, like, if Jesus and Mara were doing a football game and all they were doing was trying to force jokes down my throat as I was trying to enjoy a football game, then I think I would be annoyed.
Right. Yeah, Kelly exactly. Clarkson yeah. commentating football is not going to work.
Who's that?
Yeah, because I was saying even the jump of 8 points point, like, you know what I mean, you can have like you can have a good time these rappers or whatever that's not like intricate in type of sport or whatever, they can commentate all they want. That's going to bring the entertainment to the sport, but at the end of the day, are they knowledgeable in that sport? So, I mean, are you really good? Are you really getting any education out of the sport? Or are you really listening to the entertainment that's bringing the views and all that other stuff?
Because you know what? Go ahead, Blair.
Now, I was thinking that we might be headed toward this where just anybody's calling games and you could just pick a stream, like pick a YouTube stream or pick a Instagram or a Twitter one, pick whoever you want to watch, talk about that game. But you're right, you would need somebody there who's knowledgeable about what's actually happening in the game. And if you do that, then you're right back just to a normal broadcast. You're right back to Al Michaels and John Madden. So, it probably does just get right back to where we started from.
Unless you're talking about specific events. Like, if we look at the Olympics, Kevin Hart and Snoop don't know shit about them events, but they were entertaining. And it's because we didn't care about the events. We just cared about the American flag, which we still need to discuss if 9/11 should be a holiday. We haven't got to that yet. But I think for certain events it could work. Things like the Grammys, like one-offs, you know, the Olympics, maybe a baseball broadcast here or there. But, you know, for an every week, you know, I don't think Jesus and Merrill could do 17 weeks of football and it'd be funny.
Nah, and I wouldn't even want that, though. I think I would like – I'm not sure if I want another – well, I do want another week of
Peyton and Eli because they Peyton and again Peyton carried it because you know Peyton is Peyton. So yeah, you get the right personality.
I think Peyton and Eli could pull off 17 weeks because they know the game. You add an Al Michaels mm-hmm. next to them to keep the pace of the broadcast going. But they can be funny, they can be themselves, and they can still know the game. It's the reason why we love Tony Romo so much. But I don't know if Kevin Hart and Snoop. Go ahead.
I was like, not to switch it, because I've always got a little upset that it was always quarterbacks who are getting like the commentating jobs and getting the mostly quarterbacks getting the analyst jobs afterwards. When it was Peyton, Eli, and Russell Westbrook for the fourth quarter in overtime, that was, I ain't even going to front, that was some great TV. That was some great viewing. Like, to see these three quarterbacks talk about reads and stuff that's about to happen and calling stuff out, it was dope. I ain't going to front. I had to stop hating on quarterbacks getting all the love because they was like, calling out defensive audibles and saying what's going to happen, kind of like what Tony Romo was doing. But I think having three quarterbacks do it, it was kind of dope to see.
Now, you keep saying Russell Westbrook. Do you mean Russell Wilson?
I think Westbrook. Oh, my bad. Damn. Russell Wilson.
Because I was thinking about the basketball player. I just feel like I thought he was just sitting there. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting, but that might just be the football fan in me, but I think they have the personality covered. But I think, I mean, Blur, just to end the topic, I think you're right. I think the broadcast going, I know Dan Levitard's doing it. The broadcasting of games with commentary of people just making it feel like you're sitting around watching a game with your favorite celebrity is becoming huge. And I'm anxious to see where it goes. I don't know how big of a fan I'll be with it, but, you know, for events that I'm not interested in, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Olympics I'm interested in, but I wouldn't mind it. Like, one-offs like that, I could enjoy. I could enjoy that type of viewing. But something like football where I have a strong vested interest in, I don't know if I could deal with somebody just trying to crack jokes and not enjoying the game. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Anybody got anything else? Blur, you got the next topic, too.
Oh, sorry. oh, man. I don't even want to talk about 9/11. That was kind of on my list, though, because I'm not sure what we're supposed to do on 9/11 every year.
It's 2 weeks.
All right, well, let me ask you then.
We got 25
minutes. What do we do
minutes.
On 9/11? Well, what are we observing it? Do we not go to school? Do we take a day off? Do we do some service? Like, how do we celebrate, or what do we do to recognize 9/11?
So you're asking, should 9/11 be a holiday? DJ C. Siren, should 9/11 be a holiday?
I mean, not celebrate isn't the right day, but, I mean, you could, you know, do it like a additional Memorial Day, a day of, you know, remembrance. And so not having to go to school, you know, day off of work. We can sit and remember the event that changed all our lives.
Did it change all of our lives?
If you travel.
Yes.
Okay. A-Point, what you got?
All right.
A-Point, you got
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I was on mute. I think I agree with DJ. It should be a day of remembrance because we need to teach our kids, and our kids need to teach their kids what happened. So it should be a day of remembrance. We should never forget, but move on. But I don't think it should be a holiday. That certainly was not something to celebrate. It was probably one of the worst in our, you know, in my lifetime, probably one of the worst things that we've ever seen. So it should be a day of remembrance, absolutely.
New York, New York?
I have to agree with A-Point. I don't think it's something that should be, like, I mean, something so detrimental should be of a remembrance. But, yeah, I can remember the day that I was there. You know what I mean? I was in the school. I had a sick day. I was sick that day, but I could still see the smoke from my building and the Roosevelt houses. Yeah, I mean, I don't think certain stuff like that should be remembered in a sense of it has to be a holiday in a sense. But, I mean, that shit was just literally detrimental. If you was in New York and you can actually remember that shit back then in the day, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. No.
And make some money. Should 9/11 be a holiday? Welcome to the offering, my brother. Fresh off your car. Appreciate you joining us. We're discussing. Should 9/11 be a holiday?
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Hope everybody attended the real talk event I just had. But if you didn't, it was a good idea. It was a good show. I don't think it's a holiday. We don't have any other war holidays besides, you know, Veterans Day, where we honor that. And but I do think that it should be a day of remembrance, similar to like D-Day and you know, in other past, you know, days where we either launched wars or something happened that pertained to our military. But I don't think it should be like a national holiday. So if Election Day can't be a national holiday, then damn sure it can't be something where we ended a war or started a war. So.
Yeah, I think that's it's funny. I'm actually, I didn't know that was going to be your opinion, but I think I'm kind of the same way. Like, why would we make 9/11 the day we got punched in the face a holiday? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's like the day that we took an L, like all them people died, like New York was all fucked up. Like, why would we make that a holiday? Should it be a day of remembrance? Absolutely. People died. It was a sad day for me.
But that's my thing. Like, how do we make something a day of memory? Like, again, this is, and I think A-Point, you're right. This is probably the worst day of, again, my lifetime. So the past 40 years, 30 years that I can remember, you know, having actual memories. But going forward, my son wasn't alive for that. So is he going to have, is it going to be like September 11th, 5 years from now or 10 years from now, never forget? Like, yeah, I wasn't around for that. Like, how do you not forget, or how do you make something that's, plus to stay with you forever without, you know, making it a holiday or making it. And I say holiday, like I'm not saying, like, close banks and cancel schools, but, I mean, it's got to be something. It's something because it's on calendar.
So before, no shit. Well, let me just jump in real quick. So, like, so before then, right, you would say the bombing of Pearl Harbor was, like, kind of the worst attack that that happened on U.S. soil, right? So you weren't there for that. So on D-Day, I think it's December 6th, what do you do? Do you do anything
nothing.
For that? Right. So that's my
point.
That's my point. But they do remember it, though, right? They do, you know, give, you know, speeches, and people go to Pearl Harbor and visit that. They do that kind of stuff to say, hey, listen, this happened. People lost lives. You know, it brought us into a war and all that kind of stuff. And so the remembrance is there, even though we weren't necessarily a part of it ourselves, but it does, it's a part of our history. The ironic and the hypocrisy that I feel about this is that we talk about remembering that shit, but we don't remember the massacre that happened in Oklahoma, right? Like, you don't remember that type of shit because it's dealing with the past of the past transgressions of America. Like, we treat shit that happened to us in other countries' affairs more than we put onus on our own country's transgressions. So my point is that if we're not going to highlight our own country's past transgressions and make those days of remembrance, then why are you so big on trying to make somebody else's doing a huge holiday or you know, this big ass deal? Yeah, I mean, I just don't like we don't highlight, like, we don't remember like Vietnam. Like, I just don't feel like we should be, like, as a country, like, and I'm not the biggest, like, patriot type person. Like, I'm not drinking flag. I don't hate America either. But I just don't know, like, why you remember, like, losses. Like, we don't celebrate Vietnam. Like, when we talk about, like, Vietnam vets, it's always sad because we took an L. Like, I feel like for 9/11, it's sad, too, because we took an L. Like, is it? And let's not even get into the conspiracy theories where, you know, they felt as though, you know, America, we knew this was going to happen and America let it happen. Like, that's even more sadder. Hey, watch y'all background. That's even sadder than anything if our government actually allowed to let this happen. Like, it's a sad day. I don't know, Blur, when you say holiday, I mean, I get the whole tagline, never forget, and all that good stuff, and I get it. There's family that was lost. There's, you know, fathers, mothers.
Well, more so than that, my concern is like Mr. using D-Day as an example. I don't know when that is. Have no idea until he just said it. And right now, I still forgot what day he said. It's September 11th. What is the actual date? I can see now people not remembering. I mean, you can't forget a date on the calendar. It's September 11th. That's what it's called. That's what it's known as. I don't remember what day Pearl Harbor was bombed. It can come and go, and I would not remember it. Should that be a day that we don't forget? I have not forgotten it, but it's not in my zeitgeist. I'm not going to know when it's approaching. I'm not going to know, like, hey, today is D-Day. And the further away we get from it, I feel like that's going to be more of the case.
It will be.
I agree. I mean, the fact that it happened on 9/11 makes it easier to remember, I guess, for most folks. For me, that's just my brother's birthday. That just sucks. It's like you got his birthday's now. Not even. It gets overshadowed by other people. Sad shit. We took in L's and all the other kind of shit, and not just his day.
Y'all can't turn up at all.
That's
literally
my father's birthday, too.
Yeah. That's tough. Yeah, y'all can't turn up at all, man. Y'all be partying at the bar on 9/11. Everybody going to look at y'all weird.
not even if it's just my father's birthday. That's what Jay-Z released the album on that shit, too, and Fabulous released the album on that day, too.
Which album was the Jay release? Was it one of the terrible ones? Did we not talk about that?
Are you going to say Jay-Z? Hold up. What type of Jay-Z album you think was terrible?
Volume 3. I mean, terrible for a Jay-Z album. I mean, I know Blur's back there saying, how can you say Volume 3 is terrible, but you give Kanye West 3 mics? I already know how Blur ready to jump in. But, you know, I'm with you, Blur. Like, it should be a day for us to remember, but that could just be our generation because we lived through it. Like, our kids are just going to be like, yeah, it's the same as Pearl Harbor, Vietnam, 9/11, they're all the same thing. It's the day America took an L. You know, we had it coming. It was eventually going to happen. We're such a blessed country that these kind of things don't happen. I mean, they're still blowing people up in Afghanistan. And we had one thing 20 years ago that we're still holding on to. That's kind of like a military recruiting tool. Like, that's – like, if we want to get into, like, a deep dive discussion and like, light some peyote up, like, are we remembering 9/11 because we're using it to recruit military kids? Like, are we using it as propaganda to bring people into the military because, you know, military attendance is down? But when 9/11 hit, like, we had we haven't had a surge since the draft when they were forcing people to go into the military, to go into the military because of that American pride. Like, it's some deep dives in that.
Just an FYI, the blueprint dropped September 11th, 2021.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the good ones.
The Blueprint too was
and
whack.
You can't forget Fabulous dropped that same day. If I'm not mistaken.
Fabulous.
The better album.
I think Fab's a better rapper than Jay-Z. That's a discussion for another day. Anybody got anything left on 9/11? Okay,
Holiday, I'm not talking about closing banks and cookouts. Well, I mean, I don't think no. That's what made me think about it. I'm like, you know, should we like fire up the grill on 9/11? I don't think we should do all that, but I do think something needs to be more than just saying never forget. Because whenever somebody say never forget, I always think about the Tim Allen movie, Battlestar or whatever. Never give up, never surrender. I mean, I get the two confused all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at anybody who never wants to get 9/11. I just don't. Like, I don't understand why you want to, like, remember such a sad death.
Yo,
like,
but
Go ahead, New York.
I got another question. So, do you support the Martin Luther King cookouts that happened on his birthday?
Yo, who's cooking out in January?
Oh, no, we're firing up a grill.
Like, nah, it's mad wind in the background.
If you're in a southern state, you might.
It's just mad wind in the background. I heard you.
And who's cooking out on a Monday?
Well, I think you cook out that Saturday or that Sunday, but yeah. Either way, yeah, I do support it because I think that's part of it. Now, Martin Luther King's birthday is supposed to be a day of service where you do some type of good for your community. I don't see no problem in doing that and then firing up the grill with the family and the friends.
So maybe 9/11 should be that. Maybe it should be a day that we go out there and instead of saying fuck the police, we say, well, you all right, police. You all right, fire people. And then we come home.
How? When they shut down the grills. When they shut down the grills, you ain't got a permit in New York. They going to shut down the grills. They going to put water in your shit. How?
It's because y'all grilling outside the building. And we saw on 9/11 what happens when fire hits buildings. It's not good. That's why they shut y'all down.
I think that's what Memorial Day and Veterans Day is for. I think, just to put a pin in it, I think we have two holidays that are national holidays that you get off to remember the sacrifices of the men and women who fought for the freedoms that we all appreciate. And so we have those two holidays in place that encompasses all of the wars and all of the battles and shit that we fought over the past. So let's just leave it there. Like, and everything else that happened, whether we took an L or whatever, came home, it's just a day of remembrance and just leave it at that. Like, we don't have to make everything a big deal to make it a holiday. Like, especially when you got Memorial Day and Veterans Day already there.
Well, but that's part of the reason I brought it, because I don't think, like, first responders, like the people we talk about, we say remember 9/11, like firefighters and cops and, you know, the 911 operators, I don't think they get covered in Memorial Day. That's specifically for people who died in war, and Veterans Day, specifically for people who are veterans.
That's true.
Like,
that's a good point.
First responders don't have a day, or they might. I don't know what it is.
Nah, they don't. But that's a good point. I didn't think.
But we don't remember, like, passengers on 9/11. Like, we don't say, you know, remember those people out in Pennsylvania that died in that plane crash that they crashed that supposedly got shot down.
They said every name.
Yeah, they're the reading of every single name.
There's a reading of every name. During the remembrance in New York, they read every single name.
Even the people in Pennsylvania? Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Flight 93.
I just never hear people talk about that plane crash. I just always hear about
No, they do
because they said that that was the one that was probably headed to the Capitol, or either the Capitol or the White House.
And then not only that, if I'm not mistaken, that's what started the Department of Homeland Security, is it not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
no,
God,
the Department of Homeland Security was around well before that.
Well, the one that hit the Pentagon, there was one that hit the Pentagon, two that hit the towers, and the one that got shot down in Pennsylvania. Did they confirm where that one was going? Like, how do we know?
No.
It got shot down, right? Or
it
crashed.
No, it didn't get shot down. The passengers took over it.
Yeah, they took over it. But the trajectory, they're saying that it was probably supposed to go to the Capitol or the White House.
All I'm saying is it started the actual commitment to critical infrastructure.
Yes,
how you got to
possibly.
That.
Yeah, that's a deep conversation. I just have to agree with you. But, I mean, a little birdie told me, I'm not going to get to that. Never mind. I've been drinking. Look, shout out to the folks at 9/11.
Hey, you about to get into a conspiracy theory.
Look, the funny thing is, in a conspiracy theory, I got inside knowledge, but I know I can go to jail for it. So I don't want to say it, man. But God bless. God bless all those people, man. And God bless America. Blur, what you got, man? We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, all right. Hang on. I mean, I was going to ask about Nicki Minaj, but I don't know if anybody's up on it. Well,
nah,
let me say,
okay,
Nicki Minaj got her invite to the White House. I think it totally might work.
Awesome, crazy shit because she said about COVID.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you wanted an invite to the White House and you got it.
Hey. You got to explain the story. So Nicki Minaj went on Twitter and said that she wasn't going to the Met Gala because to go to the Met Gala, you were required to be vaccinated. She said she wasn't getting vaccinated because she wanted to do some more research because she talked to her cousin. Her cousin's fiance, who was in Trinidad, and he got the vaccine, and then his balls swelled up. So she wanted to make sure, and she didn't want to leave her new baby, which is understandable. And so it became a whole internet thing of the doctors in Trinidad trying to find his cousin with the swollen balls, and if getting the COVID vaccine makes your balls swelled up, or did this kid have an STD and just try to get out of going somewhere with his. With his fiance. So, Blur.
Kid's got an STD.
Absolutely.
Well, it goes deeper than that, because then you got to go to, like, what's technically internet bullying, because she did say that story. She did go on to explain and have a lot more other tweets telling people that maybe she will get vaccinated when it's time to go on tour. I mean, Nicki's whole thing is
pretty fucking
frustrating to me. Exactly. It's kind of frustrating to me. I'm like, all right, so you're not going to get vaccinated because you said you don't know enough. You want to get more information. Like, what have you been doing all this time? You're going to do your own research, whatever that means. But you're going to do it because you have to go on tour and make money. Like, just do it. What are you waiting for? You should have been did it. Regardless. But then, you know,
what other research is going to come out, right? Like, the shit's approved by the FDA. What person you know that's more qualified than Dr. Fauci and the FDA, and any other person? And her new baby that she's talking about got all the measles, mumps, rebellion shots that they wanted. All the newborn shots her baby got. I would have respected Nicki Minaj more if she said, I'm not getting COVID shots and my baby didn't get all her shots either because I'm just an anti-vaxxer. I would have respected her more for that. But she won't come out and say that her baby didn't get the MMR shot and her baby didn't get all the other newborn shots that they're mandatory and required to get. She won't say that shit, but she'll talk about the coronavirus. You want to talk about mandatory vaccines? Her baby got all her newborn vaccines. I can guarantee you that. I would respect her more if she would have just said, you know what, I don't believe in vaccines because I just don't. And then I didn't get my baby vaccinated either with the measles, mumps, and rebellious shots either. Like, I would respect somebody more for that.
I have a general question, right? Because I don't know. Maybe you can educate me. Are certain type of children under a certain type of age, they can't get the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, under 12. They're right now currently running clinical trials. Pfizer's running clinical trials on children under 12 now.
Okay. Yeah. That's just my concern. You can continue on your point. I just needed that for myself.
I'm just wondering
I got a pop quiz for everybody. Here's a pop quiz. What pandemic?
What pandemic
have we eliminated? Out of all the pandemics, which one have we eliminated?
Chickenpox.
Even a better question: how many do you think we've eliminated?
The black plague. No one gets that anymore.
Yeah, the black plague, polio, measles, mumps, and rebellion because of the herd immunity, right? So you got to think about why they made that mandated, right? They made it mandated because of the herd immunity. You get enough people to get vaccinated.
I heard polio.
Right? The measles, mumps, rebellion.
Nope. None of those have been eliminated.
Because it's a virus. It needs a human host to survive, right? So when you have herd immunity.
Smallpox is the only one.
All right.
AIDS.
AIDS has not been eliminated.
Wait, what?
Magic Johnson's still living. Don't nobody get AIDS no more, yeah. You ain't heard nobody get AIDS since Magic Johnson, yeah.
That's not true.
It's not true, but they got long term solutions for that shit now.
They got long term pills and shit that you can take shots that you can take to make your antiviral. That shit crazy.
Yep.
The only person y'all know who got AIDS is Magic Johnson. Yeah, we gotta get out of here, you guys, anything else, man?
Again, the whole Nikki thing is crazy. Real quick, though, do y'all think that the White House should have invited her to the White House or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Invited who to the White House?
Nicki Minaj.
Nikki threesome.
Oh, I don't know.
The thing here, Blur, is that they gotta find somehow. Try to dispel all of the people who are fans who probably they're just trying to find a reason not to get vaccinated, right? And so if they can try to change her to get vaccinated, the hope is that maybe one of her fans or a couple thousand fans will actually get vaccinated because of her, right? I mean, they got to do whatever they got to do.
She's an influencer.
Try to get to that. Yeah,
but they've had Olivia Rodrigo, whatever her name is, they've had other influencers there. And I don't know how much of an impact that has had. And now you bring in someone who's already questioned it and has already riled up their fans and, you know, getting the Fox News support. Like, hey, look, she has questions. She doesn't want to get it. That's her right. Let her not get it. Like,
meanwhile, all those Fox
and then you complain about not getting an invite. Like, hey, the White House didn't invite me in to come ask questions. We're not your doctor. Go to any doctor. You don't have to go talk to Biden and Kamala if you want to do your research. Matter of fact, we'll give you Dr. Fauci's Zoom. You can call him.
Why are we concerned
about
this young man?
But you know what? It's smart, though, right? You got to think about it. If the long term is to try to make sure that the black vote is intact, that we care about those, you know, the fringe, then you got to welcome them in just like you'll welcome anybody else in. And at the end of the day, it's beyond that. She's an influencer. So anytime you got a person with that following and she's out here spewing conspiracy theories and you got a chance to try to change that, I mean, you got to take that opportunity.
Yo, we have to be concerned about this man's balls. Somebody's walking around with swollen balls, and none of y'all care about it. That's fucked up. We are all men out here. You mean to tell me
that
my balls could just be swollen up? But, hey, we got to get out of here. It's been a good conversation tonight. Hey, protect your balls.
Do you realize,
man,
the government of Trinidad actually held a press conference saying, like, hey, we looked. We did all the research. We don't have any reported cases of that here in Trinidad. Like, the president and, like, the head medical person in Trinidad actually held a press conference about that BS.
About a man's ball. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Important.
Yeah, I got to go put ice in my balls.
That man's ball is famous.
Go ahead, A-Point.
So I gotta leave. I gotta go put ice on my balls. They're swelling up as we speak.
Actually, you guys.
Fucking vaccine.
Nah, man. It's Nicki made a man balls famous. Show that's great.
DJ, she's sorry. You got anything to say before we roll? You gotta protect my swollen balls tonight, Blair. You got anything to say before we roll?
Just as we talked about it, United 93, the movie, I've always said this is one of the best movies of all time because you know how it's going to end. Nobody's going to be surprised by the ending, but it will have you on the edge of your seat the entire movie. For a movie that you already know how it's going to play out. I watched the movie, and at the end, I was surprised, and I was like, hold up. I knew what was going to happen. Why am I surprised by this? That's how you know it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's amazing.
New York, you got anything?
Look, I don't got anything other than, y'all mean, make sure you change your dryer sheet after every load of whatever clothes you wash. Other than that, men, make sure you protect your height from these females, y'all mean, they definitely checking. Other than that, if you go out in space, make sure you're not a test subject for these other planets. Especially with the Elon Musk shit, y'all, you know what I mean? Make sure you're not a test subject, y'all, you know what I mean? We meant to stay on Earth, y'all, you know what I mean? If we was meant to go on the other planet, y'all, you know what I mean? It would have been that. It would have been that. Other than that, y'all, you know what I mean? Yo, Nikki, y'all, you know what I mean? If you mean with the White House, y'all, you know what I mean? Just make sure they don't give you the easy E treatment. Other than that, yo, know, stay safe.
Protect your balls, man. Good conversation tonight. Man, 2 hours flew by, man. Good conversation we had, man.